Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Monday, December 11th, 2023, in the year of our Lord. It's good to see everyone. I hope everyone had a terrific weekend. I know mine was busy. And yes, you're right, it was my connection. I couldn't hear. I was rushing to get into the studio and then from the door to the seat and just a ton of show information, a lot of news to get into. Before I do, I want to just thank you for supporting this platform. Thank you for supporting me as I walk everyone through this circus that we find ourselves in. And, there's so much going on right now that we need to really take a hard look at what the stuff that upon which we focus. And I know that, you know, the elections and all of that, you might say, well, that's just bread and circus. Well, you know, there comes a, it's kind of like the word distraction. All right. Everything's a distraction. Well, okay. Tell me what's not a distraction. I mean, seriously. You can't have it both ways. You've got to pay attention to the little things. You've got to pay attention to the bigger picture. You've got to pay attention to everything. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in. And because there are so many places and so many people that you could tune into that I value your time as much as you do. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. That's why I try to take as much I kill Eric, man. I'm killing him with show prep. The pages of show prep that he puts up, prepares, but never gets to because I run out of time. So I want to get right down to it and get into it right now. But before I do, I want to thank Virtual Shield. I want to thank you so much for being a sponsor, folks. Mark this down. Bookmark this, okay? virtualshield.com/Hagman with two N's, H-A-G-M-A-N-N, V-P-N. That stands for Virtual Private Network. So virtualshield.com/Hagman VPN. If you're not running a VPN, man, I'll tell you what, I don't know what's wrong with you. Outside of you're old like me and don't know what the heck you're doing. But this is a no-brainer. This is simple. You know, let me ask you this. How often have you seen ads pop up on websites and social media about things you just talked about? Oh, man. We were one of the first to really bring that out. It turns out, you know, it's real and it's as creepy as it sounds. Phone manufacturers have confirmed that your phone listens to you and uses that information to build customer marketing profiles to show you relevant ads, yeah, among other things. Okay, our phones basically come with adware pre-installed. We install that basically through our what we talk about and how they listen. This is why tens of thousands protect their privacy with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is an all-in-one security suite with their flagship military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, and a whole ton more. It offers unlimited bandwidth and device support that allows you to have a seamless and secure browsing experience all across all of your devices, from computers to smartphones. Plus, it's got industry-leading kill switch technology that ensures your data stays encrypted, even if the VPN, if that connection is dropped. And I've seen that happen with others. This is top of the line as far as I'm concerned. Most importantly, Virtual Shield has a strict no-log policy to help guarantee your online activities remain confidential. You've got no idea, folks, how important that is to me. Now is the best time ever, ever to get Virtual Shield, because every new sign up gets a 60-day risk-free trial. You heard me right. That's 60 days, 2 months, roughly. Okay. 60-day free trial, unlimited data access across unlimited devices, access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support, and much more. Sign up today for free before this offer ends, and it could end soon. So sign up right now by going to virtualshield.com/Hagmann, HAGMANNVPN. Okay, it's in the program description box. It's in the program description box. Click on that if you can't remember what I just said. It's virtualshield.com/HagmannVPN. Seriously, it's well worth it. Let me tell you. All right, a lot of things happen, and I've got I've got the censorship news over here. Speaking of that, Eric the Tech, I did not give you anything on that, but censorship news. The United Nations plans to control speech online, okay? Just to let you know, this is in the works. Digital technology has enabled immense progress on freedom of speech, okay? But social media platforms have also accelerated and amplified the spread of false information and hate speech, or that labeled as such, posing major risks to societal cohesion, peace and stability. This is according to the Director General of UNESCO. What's UNESCO, you might ask? Well, I'm sure you know, it's part of the United Nations, and they want to control what you say. The reason I brought that up, I'm going to be getting into that some other time, but the reason I brought that up is as if you didn't know that, right? It's all UN-backed. It's all WEF, UN, UNESCO, globalist-backed. It's the UN wanting to create this internet of trust, which is anything but. What that is, what this internet of trust is essentially, it's what we say and to hell what you think or what you say. That's what the internet of trust is. But the reason I brought that up now, even though I'm not going to get into this now, is because over the weekend, Owen Schroyer, of course, brought back to Twitter, or X, whatever you prefer. Yeah. They, them, X, Twitter, I don't know. Yeah, those are my new pronouns, X and Twitter. But the big news, of course, is Alex Jones has been reinstated to X or Twitter. There you go. Now, I listened to the Spaces interview with Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec. With me in there, of course, was Laura Loomer, and many others, names you would recognize. But the globalists are just absolutely freaking out. And yes, threatening nuclear war. If you look on that, if you look on InfoWars, well, they're not threatening nuclear war over bringing him back on X, but to take away the I'm not even sure how you would describe it, except to say what they're trying to do is to divert the truth from Alex Jones, his postings. The left is absolutely apoplectic about this. I mean, it's incredible how they're reacting. And of course, the threats. Well, we're not going to advertise with you anymore. I do like Elon Musk's response. Go F yourself. I was going to play that on a loop, but probably not a good idea. Elon Musk, this according to the Washington Post now, Elon Musk restores account of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on X. Okay, since when? Shut up using that conspiracy theorist designation. Because we were called conspiracy theorists when we were talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, and you had 51 so-called paid-off, compromised, and so-called professionals of the Intelligence Committee saying, oh, this is a Russian disinformation op, among other things. But Hunter Biden's laptop was, in fact, for real. Okay. But I want to talk a little bit about this, because what is happening today, and this is something that everyone should really, really kind of grasp. Last week, there was a 9-count indictment filed against Hunter Biden. Okay, now Hunter Biden is scheduled to testify this week, okay, in Congress. Out comes this 9-count indictment. I've downloaded the indictment. And as a matter of fact, you can take a look at it. This is page 2 in the show notes. And this is a federal indictment. Don't go to the specific page I mentioned yet. Okay, because Eric the Tech, I want to ask you a couple of things about this. But this is page 2, or this is in the show notes, page 2. This is your federal indictment that was filed against Hunter Biden. If you take a look at your screen, Eric, Tech, if you'd be kind enough to put that up, I'll show you. And there it is. This is from the United States District Court for the Central District of California, October 2023 grand jury. This is a grand jury indictment, 9 counts versus Robert Hunter Biden. It's the United States of America, the plaintiff versus Robert Hunter Biden, defendant. Okay, 9 counts, 50 some pages. I read them all. I read this indictment. Now, what this doesn't say, what this does not contain, is more important or equally important as what it does. Now, before I get further into this, let's go to video number 1 and set the stage, because here's what we're dealing with currently. Okay, we're dealing with a sociopath in the White House. A cognitively impaired. Can you be a sociopath while you've got dementia? I suppose you could. A leopard doesn't change its spots. But I want you to look at this video clip. This is Biden over the weekend or last week. I'm not sure when. It doesn't really matter, because he's a consummate, constant liar. In fact, last week or the week before, excuse me, I played 4.5 minutes of nothing but lie, lie after lie after lie after lie from 1988 Joe Biden. Well, here's his newest one, which I have to play this to kind of bring you up to speed of what his new lie is. And you can show the tweet. I think this is part of a tweet. You can show the tweet. I've got so many notes here that I'm not sure which is which, but go ahead and play video 1 when you have a chance.
But dishonesty, and I mean like sociopathic lying. Joe Biden did it again yesterday. Check this out.
I wanted to play lacrosse, but you had to choose between lacrosse and football. You couldn't play both in the same season. And since I was a powerful 6'1", 158-pound flanker back. I was a runner-up of state scoring championship. Don't laugh, man. As they say in football, I got soft hands. It gets a lot.
So he had to choose between playing lacrosse and football. Well, as Zach Parkinson notes on Twitter, just another bizarre lie with zero basis in fact. Joe Biden's high school didn't have a boys lacrosse team until 1993, 32 years after he graduated. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is full of shit all the time. There it is. There's the receipts right there. You may be saying to yourself right now, does anything Joe Biden say, anything he says is true? The answer is no. Nothing he says is true. He is a sociopathic liar. He is a kid-sniffing, woman-feeling, sociopathic, corrupt, bribe-taking, life-loser, grifting piece of garbage who has never told you a single true thing in his entire life. The man is disgusting. He's a horror show in the White House. He's a cognitive mess with an obvious frontal lobe deficit who's going to drive the country into bankruptcy and world war while importing roughly 10 million people illegally into the country. He is the single biggest cancerous wart on humankind we've seen in the last few decades.
Shit. There it is. Tell me how you really feel, Dan. When I said it was Twitter, I saw that on Twitter, and then I followed to Dan Bongino, and he did such a great job in describing the resident in the White House. Okay, I'm going to go quickly because this is important. It's all related to the indictment. It's all related to what's coming in the next 12 months. It's all related to not just the next 12 months, but the previous 12 years. And I'll tell you about that momentarily. But all of this connects. Let's go to video number two. This is a longer video segment. This from Dan Bongino again. And this was Biden's Bill Clinton moment. He is done. That's the headline of this clip. And I want you to listen to what he's got to say. Okay. Now, I could have cut this short, but I didn't. I really want the entire clip this video clip played because it contains a lot of important things that we're going to be talking about some more. Here it is.
Remember Bill Clinton's "I did not have sexual relations with the woman," the Monica Lewinsky thing, which he could never live down for lying to America on camera? Joe Biden had that moment. Turley said, "This is Joe Biden's I've never had business relations with my son moment right here." Listen to this.
There's polling by the Associated Press that shows that almost 70% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, believe that you acted either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans, amid this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment that I did not, and it's just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with any of their business associates?
I did not. There's lies.
Pause that for a second.
Folks, the guys...
Lies. Lies. And you know what? Never mind. Keep going.
Full of shit. This can't continue. Even the hack goon media is going to have to acknowledge, and some have, just stay tuned, that there's no way to keep this story up. Here's the pictures. RNC research. Biden called it a bunch of lies. He interacted with Hunter's business associates. There's four photos right there of Joe Biden with the business associates. He's kindly scrolling through them right now. You can see them yourself. "I did not have business relations with my son Hunter." There's the pictures, dipshit. They're right there. Who are those people? Oh, they're business partners. Oh, you didn't know who they were? You were a vice president and a senator. You just randomly showed up with your son's business partners on multiple occasions. Oh, Dan, that's just four. No, it isn't. Here's a tweet about other occasions where he interacted. We can go through all of them if you'd like. November 20th, had a sit-down meeting with Eric Schwerin, the president of Hunter's private equity firm. November 2011, met with Chris Hines, co-founder of Hunter's private equity firm. March 2012, it goes on and on. Andre Pastrano, December 2013, February 2014. It keeps going, keeps scrolling. Gee, April 2014, June 2014. Gosh, this is a lot of business meetings for a guy who says it's a bunch of lies. August 2014, that's it, right? Gee. Oh, no, there's more. Wow. April 2015, November 2015, February 2016. Thank God that's the end. Oh, he's telling me is that the end? No, this is, I'm not even kidding. There's actually more. May 2016, September 2016. So, May 2017, June 28. Is that finally it? June 2018, Joe Biden texted Hunter saying he was with Jeff Cooper, a family business partner. Folks, these lies can't possibly continue.
Okay, just pause that for 1 second and keep that up there. We talked about every single one of those because two things. The Hunter Biden laptop, which the intelligence community lied about, number one. The entirety of the intelligence community lied about. And number two, the download of his photographs on his telephone, which was included in that same tranche of information with his laptop. Okay, so we have already shown you those photographs. If you go back in time in this show, and by the way, folks, while I'm thinking of it right now, we had 250,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're struggling to get any subscribers on Rumble or Brighteon. Please subscribe. That does some things with the algorithms, and it gets our show out there. That's only if you believe in this show. And if you don't, then I don't even know why you're watching it. Go ahead and continue.
The media knows they got a problem, whether it's Charlemagne, who, yeah, he's a member of the media, maybe an opinion guy and, you know, does some funny stuff and commentary, but he's a member of the media. He comments on politics, so he's a member of the media. It's opinion media, but it's a media. Even CNN's having issues with this. This is not because CNN saw the light and they're doing honest reporting. It has nothing to do with that. CNN doesn't give a shit about honesty. It's that they understand he's going to lose to Trump and they got to get this guy out of the race. Here, watch, even CNN, some at CNN. You're going to watch another guy in a minute try to defend them to show you these people are full of crap. But some at CNN are realizing they've got a fatally wounded political candidate who needs to get out of the race. This story cannot possibly continue that he had no relations with his son, business wedge. Ridiculous. Check this out.
Despite his denials, a CNN review of the laptop data, as well as other public material, shows that Joe Biden did interact with some of his son's associates while serving as vice president, though it's unclear exactly what was discussed. One example, the Republican cite, Miguel Alemán Magnani, a Mexican businessman and son of the former president who Hunter was trying to woo. In 2014, Alemán Magnani and his dad were photographed at the White House with then-Vice President Biden. In a later email, Hunter Biden reminds Alemán Magnani of the favors he's done
Check
for him.
This out.
We have been talking about business deals and partnerships for 7 years. I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration. Hunter Biden bluntly acknowledged the power of the Biden name in a memoir, writing that the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, which put him on its board, considered my last name gold.
I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Listen, this is important. No, CNN is not our friend. No, CNN hasn't decided to do journalism. CNN understands they have a wounded candidate they need to get out of the race. But I need you to understand this. There are liberals out there who I promise you are hearing this for the first time. I know it seems obvious to you, Dan, of course, we get it. Do you understand that large swaths of America who watch CNN have never heard that before? They've heard stuff like this. Here's another host who, thankfully, listen, I'm not a huge fan of this congressman. He's a Republican, this guy Lawler. He's kind of a swampy guy, but I don't really care because I don't fall in love with politicians. I just respect outcomes. And this is a good outcome, and he did a good job, so it's all I really care about. Lawler goes on CNN, and this guy's still trying to stick to this, oh, this thing isn't really touching Joe Biden, it's all about Hunter thing. And he gets him to admit, okay, he's probably lying here. This is worth your time. It's short, but check this out.
Wait a minute. He said very clearly there was never any money that transferred from China to his family. Do you, based on the evidence and the information that has already come out, including bank records, including suspicious activity reports, was the president telling the truth when he said that?
I think the answer to that is very clear. And I don't think I'm not disputing
well,
what that.
It is very clear
that what the president has said has been unequivocal at times in the past. And that has not borne out to be the case.
Outcomes. You don't have to fall in love with Lawler. Who gives a shit? He did a good job. That was a great job. He got the guy to admit on the air to the 10 people who watch CNN, maybe 20, that Joe Biden is clearly lying. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino show. You can watch the full
CNN, by the way, than you may think. All right. And a lot of people, that's all they watch. So if that's all they watch, that's all they know about this. Folks, it's almost like preaching to the choir. If you're a longtime listener, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a longtime listener or viewer, yeah, understand that there are so many people out there that have no clue outside of the fact that, hey, in fact, the majority of people, a lot of people believe the laptop is still Russian disinformation. It has no merit. And it has nothing to do with Joe Biden. That is the absolute, no, that's totally wrong. We are talking, folks, about a RICO matter, racketeering influence, I'll slow down. Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act. That's what we're talking about with Joe Biden. But we're talking about this on an international level. Now, who was the granddaddy of RICO? Obviously, RICO was signed into law, 91st Congress back in 1970. We get that. But who really made it come alive and used it to the advantage of cleaning things up was Rudy Giuliani. Okay? You may like the guy, you may not like him, you may not have an opinion on him. It doesn't matter. The fact is, this is a RICO matter. All right. We're going to go quickly to video 3 because this is all going to come together. And it all points to one person that's behind Biden. One person. Guesses? Eric the Tech, you want to throw in a guess, one person who's behind Biden, where this is all leading?
Barack.
Mary Santoro. Hey, can you give me some crack? And his husband, Mike. Okay. Who I still believe is going to throw his hat in, Michael, into the 2024 race. But what do I know? Video 3, Mike Davis. Mike Davis, regardless of what you think of him, he's correct on this. Mike Davis, there's a lot more to the Biden crime family than Hunter's tax evasion charges. Now, understand the big thing about this, which I'll show you momentarily, is the tax charges. But it goes far beyond that. But let's go to video 3, Mike Davis, and have him. This is a very short clip. This is less than a minute. Have him just kind of give you a little sampling of it. Go ahead.
Have the evidence now of foreign corruption. If you have the evidence now that he was an unregistered foreign agent, why aren't you charging it now, right? Why are you going to play a weaker hand now? You can always do a superseding indictment, but you have to ask, who are these business associates? I saw business associate 1, business associate 2, business associate 3. Was President Biden business associate 3? Who are these people? And are we protecting Joe Biden? I think these are very serious tax charges against Hunter Biden, but there's a lot more to the Biden crime family than tax charges against Hunter Biden. The bigger issue is that the president of the United States is compromised by tens of millions of dollars and foreign bribes and other corruption. It seems to every family member, every Biden family member, except for the 6-year-old granddaughter, who they finally acknowledged under political pressure. And we now have evidence that China sent money to one of Hunter's LLCs, and then at least three payments from that Chinese money went to Joe Biden.
Did you hear that? The key words there, went to Joe Biden. The key two words there. I'm imitating Joe Biden. Yeah, no, the money went to Joe Biden. I'm telling you, this is a RICO matter. This is a RICO matter, but it also involves FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Now, FARA has been around since 1938, just so people know this. And checks notes over here. And pardon me for looking off screen. It's a law that imposes public disclosure obligations on persons representing foreign interests. Now, think about what that I just said there. If you are acting on behalf of, Ukraine or China, you've got to disclose that. It doesn't prohibit you from doing that. Now, there are prohibitions built in depending upon the motive and what you're dealing with. But you've got to let people know what you're doing, and that's what FARA is. Okay. Now, let's see here. Let's put up page one. Hunter Biden, this is from the Washington Examiner. And let me see if I have, I know I printed that out somewhere. Okay. Yeah, hang on a second here. Page one. Hunter Biden charges indict Biden's Justice Department too. Okay, there we go. Thank you. And I thought I printed this out. Yeah, I did. All right, folks, this is a critical piece of information. When you think back to the president, the administration of President Donald Trump, he really sucked at putting people in office, didn't he? I mean, hey, President Trump, with all due respect, what the hell? Okay. But then again, I look back at what I've done and the positions I've given people, and I've given them, certain people, the shirt off my back almost. I mean, I made it like, you've got no idea, only to be stabbed bareback. Not broke back, Eric, the tech, stop it. But this article here is critically important. Again, it'll be in the show notes. Hunter Biden charges indict Biden's Justice Department too. So remember, there were two IRS whistleblowers who came up and said, hey, Garland, as well as Barr and others, they've had this information forever and failed to act on it. Vindication for two IRS whistleblowers has come on two major fronts in the past week as the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and President Joe Biden all look substantially worse. Indeed, Garland looks so corrupt that he should lose his job. No, Garland, in my opinion, should be charged and upon conviction, hung from the lamppost outside of the Hoover building or somewhere until dead, and his body left there. That's just my opinion, Garland. Why don't you go after some more moms, Garland? And to think that guy almost became a Supreme Court justice. Now, going on with this Washington Examiner article, so you have to take a look. Without whistleblowers, Gary Shapley, and Joseph Ziegler, none of this information would have been unearthed, at least not publicly. They have now provided massive evidence supporting every major aspect of their original claims. You remember when they came out before Congress and said, look, Hunter Biden connected to Joe Biden, FARA, RICO, the tax issues. Well, okay. But the reason this article is so important, the story grabbing the most headlines last week was the indictment on 9 counts, including 3 felonies, of Hunter Biden. The indictment essentially damns the Justice Department almost as badly as it damns Hunter. That is the buried lead. The collusion of Garland et al., including Barr, is the buried lead. The story most of the media is ignoring, though, carries implications that are perhaps even more explosive. This, again, please, folks, read this article. Excuse me. The House Ways and Means Committee released proof. Did you hear me? Released proof that Joe Biden himself, using several aliases, you remember we spoke about this, folks, to hide his tracks, exchanged at least 327 emails with Eric Sherwin, the key architect of the maze of international business arrangements enjoyed by Hunter and his uncle Jimmy Two Fingers Biden. 54 of those messages were between Joe Biden and Schwerin exclusively, with dozens of the messages timed in apparent conjunction with then vice president's official visits to countries where Hunter was doing business. Huh. Coincidence. The same conspiracy theory, you know. The same day, the House Oversight Committee showed that Biden, that's Joe, you know, the big guy, received several monthly payments from one of his son's accounts that had received millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party oligarchs. After earlier reporting that James Biden had wired Joe $40,000 from an account with cash that also originated where? In China. You know. Stuff that if I did this, first of all, I'm going to wire Eric the Tech $40,000. So can some kind soul...
Wait.
Yeah. Can some kind soul wire me 40 grand so I can wire it to Eric the Tech? Seriously. I mean, what a bunch of rot this is. I'd love for our founding fathers to be back here. And you know what? Sitting at a table, drinking whatever they would drink, and just kind of get, you know, I'd love to be able to bring them up to speed on all this. I wonder what they would say. They would go directly to my gun room. Oh, I'm kidding. I don't have a gun room. No, they'd pick up their muskets and head to D.C., I'm sure. So, none of this evidence that I just spoke of would have emerged from Garland's Justice Department if the whistleblowers had stayed silent. Now, here is where it gets, in addition to everything else, it gets kind of dicey and involves the Justice Department, involves the FBI, involves really the executive branch, the judicial branch, and to some extent the legislative branch, but I'll leave that for another day. The indictment of Hunter Biden contains spectacularly salacious details about millions of dollars in payments for a bunch of stuff, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. Even when Hunter did file his tax returns, he claimed business deductions for payments, okay, for things like exotic dancers and such. All right. Now, without the whistleblowers, the Justice Department would have hidden all of this. That, again, is the buried lead. So you've had collusion between Bill Barr, that piece of crap, Christopher Wray, the IRS, Garland. Again, I'm going through time and departments. And then U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Now, you may look at David Weiss, the author of the indictment, saying, "Ah, wow, great job, finally." Oh, really? David Weiss had this information forever, since I've had it, and I've had it since 2019, October. he had it long before that. The Department of Justice had it long before that, I should say. But Delaware-based U.S. Attorney General, your U.S. Attorney David Weiss, now acting as special counsel, and that's important, came within 24 hours of closing the investigation of Hunter Biden without prosecuting him for any of this. Think about that. Think about it. We're going to shut this down, David Weiss. We're going to shut this down. He came within 24 hours of doing just that until what? The federal judge who saw the report of the whistleblowers' accounts goaded Weiss to withdraw that in the article, it's termed an extremely lenient plea deal he and the president's presidential son had worked out. Weiss also allowed statutes of limitations to expire on what looked even more suspicious activity that occurred while the elder Biden was vice president. This is where Obama comes in. This is where Rico, not my gardener, okay. Rico and Farah and other violations, as well as treason and sedition. This is where all of that connects to Obama, because Biden was vice president, and he stopped probes that might have reached Joe Biden himself. That's right, Weiss did, but at whose direction? Was it, could it have been Obama's Justice Department? Shake your head, yes. And how about President Trump's Justice Department? Yes. Do you think President Trump knew about it? I don't know. I think so, but too late. Weiss brought last week's charges in California only after being named special counsel with expanded authority. Many people are giving, by the way, now I'm off script here. Many people are giving Weiss that pass because he said he didn't have that authority. Meanwhile, Garland testified in front of Congress that Weiss had all authority he wanted, but chose not to do that. Who's lying? They're both friggin' lying. Okay? Okay. Read that article. Save it. Print it out. Pass it to your neighbors. Take it to work with you. And just that's so important. Okay. Why is all of this so important? For a couple of reasons. The globalists want to control the U.S. power structure. Biden has become uncontrollable. Now, you may think that that's not true. He's even more controllable because of the compromises and because of his dementia. Well, he's kind of like a loose cannon. Plus, he's exposed. He's exposed, and not only is he exposed by way of what he has, what's coming out now, is putting Obama in legal peril. And, oh, Lord, we can't have that. All right. Let's go to video 4, continue with this. And again, I'm going to tie this all up with a nice little bow. Let's go to video 4.
Republicans in the House want to make this about Joe Biden. So my question legally to you is there anything in this filing, anything in these charges that show a connection between Hunter Biden and President Joe Biden?
As far as I understand it, no.
And John, there'll be a conflation here by Republicans. Yeah. See, Hunter Biden committed crimes, Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But again, there has not been, that link has not been drawn yet.
No, it hasn't. There's yet to be any evidence that President Biden had anything to do with the criminal charges his son now faces.
Your response, Mike.
I would say that's another Biden lie. He said he didn't know anything about his son Hunter's business dealings. He lied. He said he didn't meet with Hunter's business partners. He lied. He said he didn't get any money from Hunter's business dealings. He lied. It's just constant lies. And how do they know that Joe Biden is not one of those business associates? As we said, it seems like Joe Biden could be business associate number three, for example. And I think this is going to be a big test for David Weiss. David Weiss covered for the Bidens for many years, let the statute of limitations expire on the more serious tax charges from when Joe Biden was the vice president. He tried to come up with this sweetheart deal with a backdoor pardon for Hunter Biden until Judge Nareka caught him on this, and then he had it blew up the plea deal, and now he's coming back with these charges. These charges are serious tax charges, but it's just related to Hunter Biden. Let's see what David Weiss can do here. Let's see if he comes back and actually does a more full investigation. Let's see if he supersedes this indictment and names Joe Biden even as an unindicted co-conspirator. It is very obvious to anyone that China and Russia and Ukraine and Kazakhstan and Romania and all these other hellholes around the world are not giving a crackhead tens of millions of dollars because they think he's brilliant. They're obviously buying influence with Joe Biden.
You know what, folks? Peter Schweizer, through his books and the Epoch Times and a few other publications, Steve Bannon has been on the forefront of this, as well as Dan Bongino, but Bannon especially, with Natalie Winters, Margot Cleveland as well. I mean, all of these are great, great sources of information. Folks, this is huge. And again, this connects with not just the present, but the future as well as the past. Before I move on, I want to just again thank you for your support. Thank our sponsors as well, including and especially savepowerbills.com. Folks, energy bills are rising. Man, it's even hard for me to describe. I mean, they're rising at a historic rate, and there's no end in sight. If you talk to enough people, you'll soon realize that nearly everyone is shocked at their recent electricity bills. I mean, I've talked to many people, especially my family, who said, you know what? I got a $300 electric bill. And you know the story, right? Look, some studies reveal energy costs have skyrocketed as high as 60% in as little as 2 years. That's why tens of thousands are installing this little gadget, which I held in my hand. I just put it down, but the fact is it looks like it's smaller than a pack of cigarettes, and you plug it in near your circuit breaker, and one at the other end of your house, one in between maybe, and depending on the size of your house, you may need more, whatever, but the fact is this cuts down on the cost of electricity. It's a sophisticated gadget that stabilizes your electrical currents. It reduces dirty electricity. It helps protect your appliances and electronics. Again, simply plug it into your home's wall outlet to help dramatically lower energy consumption and ultimately help reduce your power bills month after month. Countless 5-star reviews back up the notion that this device is one of the most efficient ways to save money while beating the greedy power companies, and it does just that. I've seen a reduction. You know, I can't do the math. I don't know, but I've enough to say, hey, this works. Look, there's more. If you place your order now, and do so before Christmas, my goodness, this would make a tremendous Christmas gift. You'll receive 65% off, fast shipping within the U.S., hassle-free returns, and last but not least, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Simply go to savepowerbills.com to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Once again, that's savepowerbills.com, savepowerbills.com, savepowerbills.com. All right, again, I want to thank them very much. Okay, so we were talking about Hunter Biden. We're talking about the different charges, tax charges. I was going to, you know what, let's go to page 13 on the federal indictment. And Eric the Tech, you've got to see this. And I want your comments on this. And folks, the indictment, again, will be in the show notes. It's also on posted at HagmanPI.com because, well, I like to show it. But if you can display page 13, again, of this indictment. This will show you. Now, Eric the Tech, let's have a little bit of a smile here and fun. The following, this is number 38 on page 13. The following is a summary of the approximate expenditures that the defendant made instead of paying his taxes. And then you've got 4 years in total. Well, all of 2016, all of 2017, all of 2018, all of 2019. But you've got, 2, 4, 6 columns and multiple rows. So Dan Bongino did a fantastic job, and I'll play his clip as well. Over the course of 4 years, can you imagine, Eric the Tech, of taking $1.4 million out of your... is that what it says, 1.6 or 1.4? I can't read it. $1.6 million via ATM, through your ATM. ATM withdrawals. $1.6 million during a four-year period.
I can't imagine.
You can or can't? Jeez. I'll take that all in small bills, please. But it gets better.
That's going to take a special bank to allow those withdrawals.
Yeah.
Paid bank?
What the hell? But look at line two. Payments. Various women. What's the total on that, Eric the Tech? What the hell? How much is it?
$683,600
payments to various women. What do you think that means? Like babysitters, or you can't make this crap up.
He's very kind.
Oh, and it goes on. Scroll down a little bit more. There's one other one. And I'm going to let Dan Bongino do the humor because he's a lot better at it than I am. Let's see here.
Adult entertainment.
There it is. Adult entertainment. So, which is separate from the women. But again, I'll let Dan do the funnies on this. But seriously? Look at the numbers, folks. But this is not even the story. This is kind of like a side note. All right. Really. I mean, this is a side note. Entertainment. Now, it seems to be relatively low there. It's because everything else was entertainment.
Grand total, almost 5 million.
Almost 5 million from 16 to 19. Can you believe that? Let's go to, let's go to video 7. This may or may not have the, reference to this chart. I don't recall. My notes don't show it. But let's go to video 7. And look, this is all about Obama in this particular aspect of things. This is why, and I'll add this. This is why the globalists are running afraid. They're scared. And this is why some of the rhinos don't want impeachment processes to be done, because they are exposed. And this is why none of the Democrats want the, at least some, don't want the impeachment process done. The motive, that is, on some of the Democrats, is because they too will be exposed. But let's go to video 7 for some additional information, and especially consider, when you're listening to this, consider Obama. Go ahead.
Here, the indictment, so good side, bad side. Again, good news, These charges are serious. Bad news, they're still dancing and pussyfooting around this FARA charge because they don't want to lock Obama and Biden into it. Joe Biden. It's so obvious what's going on. They're trying to hide Obama. They don't give a shit about Joe Biden. Here, read the indictment yourself. This shit is damning. Between 2016 and 2020, the defendant, Hunter Biden, spent this money on drugs, escorts, girlfriends, luxury hotels, rental properties, exotic cars, clothing, and other items of a personal nature. Here, listen to this ringer at the end. In short, he spent it on everything but his taxes. Listen, on the tax stuff, read the indictment yourself. It's now official. They can't run away from it. He's going to get a judge or a jury in a case. And if he don't get a bunch of Biden voters, this guy's screwed, man. He's screwed. They're still protecting Joe. Let's not get excited here. But this is freaking devastating. They've even got a spreadsheet. This guy took $1.6 million out of an ATM? How the hell do you do that?
With
the $400 limit. But, bro, right? Folks, listen, I don't talk about it a lot because I don't really care and it always sounds dopey, but we do okay. Like, you know, a show generates some good revenue and stuff. Who the f takes, say, well, $1.6 million out of it? All right, Kath, which maybe he took it from the bank, two cash for sure. How do you take that kind of money out of it? I don't think I've taken $1.6 million out of the bank myself. How do you, I don't know, a briefcase? Here, this is my favorite. Folks, number two, if you ain't watching this live, you're making a big mistake. Payments, $683,000. Joe, what does that say? I can't read that. What are the payments to? Does it say vet? Gee, can you help us? Payment? What? No. Wait, again? No, it doesn't say that. Oh, it does say that. $683,000. Gee notes, it says, to various women. Wait, really? Various women? Was it Taylor Swift? Was he paying for tickets at a concert? Joe, what kind of women do you think he was paying?
Oh, very nice women.
Oh, yeah.
Real nice.
They were very nice.
Real around. Nice girls, dude.
They were lovely. Joe, you play the drums in church. Probably don't see those ladies in the church, do you?
I don't think
so. Yeah, I've never run into them either. Yeah. Payments to various women. $397,000 on clothing and accessories. What kind of accessories was he buying? Vacheron, Constantine, Tourbillon watches? What the hell was he buying? Oh, I love this one. $300,000 for tuition and education. What kind of tuition was that? Here is a shop class on how to mold a crack pipe. What exactly was he? Oh, he highlights his gem. $237,000 for health, beauty, and pharmacy. What were you buying, bro? Collagen supplements? What was in that? Sprinkled gold dust? Diamond nuggets? What is that? Vitamin C? Would you IV treatments? What the hell? $237,000? Holy most. Oh, wait. Dude, I'm going to pick out one more. Where do you think I'm going next? Yes, of course. Of course. Listen to this one, folks. Adult entertainment, $188,000. Joe, what do you think he was talking about? Baseball games and stuff?
Probably. Hockey, yeah, stuff baseball. Like that.
Yeah. Hockey games and things like that. Oh, they were hockey games. Oh, make sure that doesn't go in the net. You know what I mean? $188,000. I love the thing. So I'll say again on this thing, folks. It's a serious indictment on the tax stuff, okay? There's no doubt about it. However, they are absolutely 100% hiding Biden right now and Obama because they won't charge the obvious, which is a freaking FARA charge. This guy is a sociopath. He is an absolute sociopath, and I got receipts incoming on that too. I got a lot more to get to though here, man, because I'm really digging this show today. I put this together last night. Listen, I'm going to get back to Biden in a minute. I didn't even intend to start like this, but this thing was so hilarious to read. Adult entertainment, $188,000. What is that, the Playboy channel? Bro, what the hell are you doing? I'm sorry, I can't get off this. Joe, did you notice the adult entertainment is separate from the various women? Because you're probably like, oh, adult entertainment, he's renting hookers. No, that's the $680,000 for hookers. He's got more. So what was he doing? He's like got a hooker in the room and he's doing his thing. And then the hooker leaves and he's renting the Playboy channel. How horny is this guy? Bro, get control of your hormones, bro.
Very
get some testosterone
horny,
suppressors.
Dan. Very, very
Holy
horny.
Moses. This guy, right? Calm down. What is he, walking around with gallons of Viagra mainlined into his veins? Chill, bro. I mean, I like date night with Paula too, but relax. Holy Moses. $188,000 for adult entertainment. After the various women. Oh, very long. I can tell you stories, man. Let me tell you. Some of the people told me some stuff.
Hold on, guys.
Totally crazy. All right, I'm going to take a quick break here. But don't go anywhere. I know we laugh, but that's serious stuff. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, we can laugh about all we want, but that is deadly serious. This guy's in a lot of trouble with the tax stuff. He's going to have a lot to deal with. And by the way, Biden's finished, too. That was a clip from the damn...
All right. I wanted you to see that Dan's take on the tax on page 13 of the indictment. However, this was a clip I meant to include. In addition, this is page 3 in the show notes. This is extremely important that everyone needs to really understand how Obama and Biden, the entire Biden family and Obama, how they are connected, as well as the Justice Department, Department of Justice, as well as the FBI, how they're connected, and the Attorney General, the state's Attorney Generals. Attorneys general, that is, are connected to what's taking place. The Weiss indictment parrots bogus claim that a Chinese felon paid Hunter Biden $1 million for legal representation for a retainer. Now, it makes no sense on its face. The 9-count federal indictment, again, this is by Margot Cleveland, I believe, returned against Hunter Biden late last Thursday, detailed the president's son's 4-year scheme not to pay taxes and his further efforts to evade taxes by filing a false return in 2018. That's all fine, well, and good. But in all of the other things are, yeah, that's humorous. But here is the lead that has been buried and people are not seeing this for what it is. You have a special counsel, David Weiss, again, supposedly not with the not connected or not being directed or stymied by Garland, which is a bunch of crap. Garland and Weiss are Siamese twins when it comes to this. But Weiss glossed over one of the most significant details that was uncovered during this multi-year investigation. The $1 million payment that Hunter Biden received from CCP member Patrick Ho, can't make that up either, at a time when the Chinese associate was under federal investigation. Now, Weiss, the article itself, and up again, this is page 3 in the show notes. Go to HagmanPI.com for the show notes, but Weiss kind of just glosses over this. That $1 million payment was far more significant because Hunter Biden's claim that it was a retainer for his representation of Patrick Ho is just not credible. First, it wasn't made to the law firm, Biden's law firm. It was made to an LLC, a holding company of the law firm. And the reason... look, if you were going to pay a whopping $1 million for legal representation, you're going to want to pay it to the law firm supposedly providing those services, not to a holding company of which the law firm is a part. Hunter Biden gave away the game, during a plea hearing for his that scuttled plea agreement that I referenced earlier. And the transcript is available on this particular article, this report. The law firm was Owosco PC. Now, if they acted as the law firm entity, why did Hunter Biden pay the $1 million retainer to Owosco LLC? Can you you see where this is going? And why did Biden report that $1 million payment to Owosco LLC on his personal income tax return in 2018? You see how all of this is fitting together? So what should have been a business expense, Biden put it down on his personal taxes. Instead of $1 million going to a law firm, it went to an LLC holding company under the same name, from which nearly the entirety of the $1 million retainer was spent on large cash withdrawals, transfers to his personal account, travel, and, of course, entertainment. But Weiss did something really interesting. At the first part, you can pull this up. You don't have to do this now. You can do this on your own time. When you pull up the indictment, he's referenced as a lobbyist. Why would Weiss put that in? Why would Weiss call him a lobbyist? The 9-count indictment made no mention of any of the facts that I just mentioned, much less charged Hunter Biden for any potential crime related to the $1 million cash payment. And Weiss's lack of interest was, at best, or one of a big lack of interest by Weiss was his unregistered lobbying to help Ho escape criminal prosecution and the fraud on Hudson West 3, which amounted to an embezzlement of Ho's money, money laundering or bribery, or some combination of all three. Now, again, are you confused? I don't want you to be confused. Weiss, again, when you look at the indictment, You kind of have to go back and forth a little bit or print them out. When you look at the indictment, you can see that in his opening remarks in the indictment, Weiss called Biden a lobbyist. That really unnecessary reference suggests that prosecutors have renewed their focus on FARA, or the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And if they are doing that, purposely to get at Joe Biden. The author, of course, of this article writes, "I hold little hope, however, that the now special counsel intends to pursue the money trail, given that Weiss could have brought last week's 9-count indictment against Hunter Biden as early as 2019 or even 2020, but did not." Now, the House Oversight Committee and Grassley from Iowa, who has long ago publicly revealed many of the same facts as those detailed in that indictment in the tax charges, will continue their pursuit for truth and justice with or without Weiss. Okay, I'm holding my breath. But what this does, it gives us the ammunition to go after not just, and Hunter is, consider this like a, if you think of a organized crime syndicate, you go after like a Hunter Biden, the bag man, to get to the big guy. That's what's happening here. And people need to see this. despite Weiss's inadequate filings, and despite the media's ignoring all of this. Lastly here, we'll go to video six. I'm omitting some videos for interest of time here. This is pretty interesting. This is Mayor Giuliani. This is kind of in the middle, starts in the middle of a video segment from Steve Bannon. Mayor Giuliani, the laptop from hell, created a case against Hunter Biden by the end of 2019. I wrote about this at Wisconsin Christian News. Folks, please support them. Subscribe to Wisconsin Christian News. All of my articles are there. You can get them on archive as well. Very much detailed into the Hunter Biden hard drive. But watch Mayor, or listen to Mayor Giuliani in this interview. And listen carefully to what he's got to say about where we are now and where this could go, and a little bit about the past. Here we go.
Well, I have been in prison for 20, 30 years, and more importantly, the key defendant would be Joe Biden, not him. He's not a small player. That would be unfair. He was his principal bag man. But he's the number two guy. He's not the main. This would be like getting the number two people in the mafia family, not the mafia bosses. Joe was the boss.
But you do this, Rudy. You guys would always target the underbosses to get them to roll. Do you think that's part of the thing here with Hunter, to make him sweat and make him roll on his old man?
You don't have to have him roll. He's already rolled. He rolled in the hard drive. You got everything you need in the. He's already admitted everything. There's nothing more he can tell us. He's already told it to us. What is he? So ask him, how much money did your father get? Oh, for 30 years, my father got 50% of my income. That's in the hard drive. That's already in evidence. I mean, they can go try to disprove it, but it's evidence. When they say there's no evidence against him, they just mean the case hasn't gone to trial and been proved. There are 1,000 pieces of evidence against him. That entry in the email to his daughter, that for 30 years I've been giving my father half my income, is what you call evidence. Not only is it evidence, it's evidence of a very high quality that I rarely would have in a case in which I got convictions on congressmen, senators, Wall Street titans.
But Rudy,
the evidence in this case,
Rudy, hang over a second.
Is overwhelming.
Yeah, hang over a second. Because I want to have people understand this in the timeline. These crimes, at least the tax crimes, were committed in 16, I think 17, 18, and 19. I think that's the 4 years of the
right.
Okay, the hard drive, sir, was delivered to the FBI and the Attorney General in late November or early December of 2019. When you talk about evidence and the hard drive is self-explanatory, the FBI and DOJ at the highest levels had this even before the primary really kicked off the Democratic Party. So how can you have both the hard drive that had all the evidence and they knew from the IRS what they already had on Hunter? How is this being resolved? Not even resolved. Why are these charges being brought up in December of 2023? I think that's what's so confusing to people. How did the FBI, if your evidence is so overwhelming, if the crimes are so self-explanatory, how can the FBI, Christopher Wray, and I might add as a small note, Mayor Giuliani, these were appointees by President Donald J. Trump that were confirmed by the United States Senate. How did Republicans get this, or Republican appointees in a Trump administration, and just sit there?
Yeah, and it includes Barr. I mean, from 19 on, Barr knew the whole thing. It's incomprehensible that he would sit on it and cover it up. I mean, it's a crime that he did it. And nobody ever asked him about it, as if he's some kind of god. I mean, the reality is that what you see in the hard drive now was all there in 2019. It was also verified within 2 weeks by the FBI. They took 2.5 years to make believe that it was verified, but it was actually professionally verified in 2019. So they all knew it was true. It would take about a month or two to really investigate it and prosecute it, what you had there, because it was so complete. And now if you combine that with the evidence that the IRS agents were giving them. And I'll turn over to you my outline that I gave to Barr in January of 2020, Bob Costello and I. You've got a racketeering case that would be put together by a competent U.S. attorney in 2 months, well before he ever ran for president. No interference in the campaign. The American people would be on notice that a 30-year crook was running for president, where there was overwhelming, solid, incontrovertible evidence. And we'd be spared the enormous, almost irreparable damage. Well, certainly the people dead
Rudy,
in Ukraine. Rudy,
if all that's true, and you're talking about selling out to Ukraine, selling out to our existential enemies in the Chinese Communist Party, the evidence is it's self-evident. It's in your face. It's there. The FBI, in fact, verified that this was not Russian disinformation, but 2 weeks after they actually took possession of it in 2019. Help me out here, because I know you're not a conspiracy theorist, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but we don't believe in any coincidences. Why did a Trump-appointed Republican director of the FBI and a Trump-appointed and Republican attorney general, why did they not take action?
Well, you know, motive is sometimes never proven. I've come up with many of them. I can just prove the fact that they were corrupt. There's no question that Ray is probably the most corrupt man to ever be head of the FBI, even including J. Edgar Hoover. And Barr may turn out to be, by and large, the most corrupt attorney general. I mean, he watched his president get impeached for an action that he could have disproved by disclosing the hard drive. The hard drive would explain 100% why a president of the United States would ask the president-elect of Ukraine to investigate a crime at the highest level of the two governments. There is more than probable cause that there was a bribe, Joe Biden, to the president of Ukraine to fix a case for a crooked oligarch that was paying Joe and employing his son and also getting his son out of trouble. We see the extent to which Joe goes in the United States to cover Hunter. So, I mean, it's totally credible that he'd do the same thing in Ukraine. So that was all there. All that had to do was be brought forward and there'd be no impeachment. And the attorney general covered it up. I don't know why. That's for him to answer. All I do know is it's a very serious crime and he's getting away with it.
Say what you will about Rudy Giuliani, but he knows his stuff when it comes to law enforcement and creating cases against individuals. Don't forget, when he was talking there, you had Robert Mueller, who was nominated by Barack Hussein Obama in as director of the FBI. Then from Mueller, you had Comey, who again was nominated by Barack Obama, fired by Donald Trump, followed by who? Acting director Andy McCabe. McCabe part of what? Russiagate. One of the architects, if you will, of Russiagate. That involved as well, during that time period, Ukraine and many of the countries mentioned in the Hunter Biden hard drive and the monies that went ultimately to Joe Biden. The Mueller Comey era also included Obama in his direction, using Joe Biden as the point man for Ukraine. When you connect Ukraine to Biden, it's not that big of a leap to connect Biden to Obama, or Obama to Biden, and the flow of money that went to the Obama family. Under the knowledge of Barack Obama, despite FARA, in violation of FARA, which as a consequence, we have this nine-count indictment against Hunter Biden on tax violations. But But the tax violations, again, is a minor issue when it comes to the bigger picture. The missing piece of Hunter Biden's indictment, as I mentioned earlier, this is about 3 minutes in length. This is video 8 in the show notes. I'm going to end with this, but hopefully this will kind of connect some things together. Here's video 8. Yep. This, by the way, is Dan Bongino, and he does connect some dots here. I believe it's Dan Bongino. Are you having, is it Rumble? Yeah. What's that? Video 8, which would, no, I'm sorry. There are two video 8s in my show notes. The first video 8, the top part. Sorry about that. It's when you have so many videos and pages that, it's easy for, I get confused easy. Sorry, Eric the Tech. I really apologize for that. But
few honest reporters left. She did a great job. She read through the whole indictment. The tax stuff in there is serious. But what's not in there is the Foreign Agent Registration Act stuff. Now, why is that important that that was largely left out of the indictment? What was it? It was left out. It's important because that's the stuff that's going to nail Joe Biden and Barack Obama. I need you to understand this. The minute David Weiss charges Hunter Biden, you following me? We're taking money from Ukraine and China, where Joe Biden was the point man on Ukraine as Obama's vice president, who is immediately roped in as a witness. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Joe Biden and one Barack Obama. What did you know about your vice president's business in Ukraine? So the good news is the charges are serious. The bad news, they're still covering for Biden and Obama. Catherine Herridge, though, read through the indictment like I did, and there is a window in there. Is David Weiss going to take it to run with the Foreign Agent Registration Act violations, FARA, where Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Barack Obama are going to be screwed? I don't think so. Herridge is a little more optimistic. I'm here to give you the facts. I'll give you both sides. She's a brilliant reporter. Listen to her.
Now, you mentioned there could be more charges. What makes you think that?
It's just my reading of the document in the first page. I think the language is that they describe him as a lobbyist. Lobbyists have to register under what's called FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is a government way of saying that if you're working on behalf of foreign interests, you have to tell the U.S. government. In this case, the indictment spends a lot of time talking about Hunter Biden's business deals with the Ukraine energy firm Burisma. It also talks about his work with a Chinese energy firm, CEFC, and it also talks about his work with Romania. And that, to me, seems to leave the door open to potential FARA violations.
Folks, it's going to be really hard for David Weiss to ignore the obvious moving forward that you've put in a legal freaking court filing that Hunter Biden got money from Ukraine and China. Because the obvious question is going to be, what the hell was the money for? You get it? This is going to be a big issue, and I would expect that any Republican Justice Department would, that does this fairly, by the way, not political. You had a vice president of the United States who it now appears quite obvious may have been a foreign agent for Ukraine. I don't mean, again, 007. I mean an agent like the economic sense was working on behalf of a foreign government. Folks, that's a huge freaking story. It's now in the indictment. They just didn't charge it. Here, the indictment. So good side, bad side. Again, good news. These charges are serious. Bad news. They're still dancing and pussyfooting around this FARA charge because they don't want to lock Obama and Biden into it. Joe Biden. It's so obvious what's going on. They're trying to hide Obama. They don't give a shit about Joe Biden. Here, read the indictment yourself. This shit is damning.
So what was going on with Obama back when this really began when Obama appointed Biden as the point person for Ukraine. What was going on at that point? It was this global shift of power, using Ukraine, of course, as the globalist money laundering country of money laundering, using Ukraine for numerous globalist purposes, all right, as well as through the Defense Department, Department of Defense, as well as the U.S. military, to create tensions with Russia. But think back to 2014, think back to 2012, 13, 14, the color revolution in Ukraine. Think about what was going on back then. And the question, of course, as Dan Bongino said, what was that money for? It's at least with reference to Ukraine. China's a different matter, but with Ukraine, they're not going to pay just for access. They're going to pay for results. What results were they expecting? I'll leave that for you to decide. I'm going to stop there, having spent most of this show on that. This is going to be big, but will they use this as a springboard to get rid of Biden ahead of 2024? Will they use this, of course, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, the right, the conservatives and the Republicans? Will they use this to charge Joe Biden? But doubtful, but there it is. And does this clear up when you get into the facts of this? Does any of this clear up why they went after President Trump so hard on the Russia dossier, on the Russian collusion? And what part did the Clintons play in all of this, especially in the background of the dossier and the impeachment, ultimately, of President Trump, both of them? And lastly, what part is this playing, does all of this play, with President Trump's current legal status or current legal troubles? Does it play any? I think it does, at its periphery. When you look at the people involved, the very same people involved at the highest levels of our Justice Department or Department of Injustice with what's taking place with Donald Trump. So all of this is connected. I hope you can see that. I know that there's just so much information here, but I hope you can see that. One more thing before we close out. Folks, the modified FISA 702, which should sound familiar in the context of the Steele dossier, Andrew McCabe, Page, Strzok, all of those people, they're coming after you. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. But by the way, this is page 4 in the show notes for today. Bill 6611 is authorizing the modified FISA 702. It's a reauthorization bill. It's passed the House. The changes have expanded federal surveillance of Americans. So when you look at what the Injustice Department is not doing against the Bidens and Obamas and others involved in some of the most heinous crimes taking place in this country, the Justice Department, or Department of Injustice, instead is refocusing and doubling down on their efforts to spy on American citizens. And if you read this article, it's at the Conservative Treehouse, extremely important. It's about House Bill 6611. And, of course, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Mike Turner, a Republican from Ohio, former mayor, I think, of Dayton. Yeah, he's all excited about the passage of this bill, about the 2023 FISA reauthorization bill. And he would have granted a clean FISA renewal. However, several Republicans demanded changes to FISA 702 authorities that capture the data and this is important, of American citizens without any kind of warrant needed. Thus, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, folks, modified authorities within H.R. 6611, making it worse. There you go. Expect more surveillance. Expect more black SUVs parked outside. Expect more warrantless wiretaps. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I hope this program made sense to you. Could spend a lot of time covering the Biden issue, but that will be a springboard to what happens next, I believe. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. God bless you. Stay safe.